Hello, everyone. We are James and Marcia Sardinis. We would like to share some of what is in our hearts for the cathedral as we move forward.
Many of us have been affected by the pandemic restrictions. However, we think that during this time, we still have a special relationship with our cathedral church family and choose to remain active members of this great parish. In 1991, we joined the cathedral parish after we felt an inner calling to change our parish affiliation. We learned about the many stewardship opportunities available at the cathedral through the stewardship talks and fairs. As a result, we became involved in several ministries and met other parishioners who shared our heartfelt commitment to the cathedral. We certainly miss this in-person involvement now. Currently, we are reflecting on the changes to our church ministries during this pandemic. We are confident that others in our church family have questioned how we have all changed and how we can continue to help each other, especially with our stewardship. A scripture verse that has meaning for us related to stewardship is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. As each one has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. For instance, we were at first dismayed that the cathedral masses were suspended to help slow the spread of COVID. We miss attending Mass on Sunday and on special celebrations, such as the Chrism Mass and the reception, the Filipino Feast, which has graciously prepared to honor St. Lorenzo, Coffee and Donuts Sundays, and the Parish Feast Fest, celebrated close to the Holy Day of the Assumption. These are just a few of the occasions that bring so many of us together in the community. We hope for their return.
Fortunately, through the efforts of several technological savvy parishioners and staff using their talents, we can attend live stream Mass on Sunday and on other special occasions. We can also attend adult formation offerings virtually and read the weekly bulletins and emails. We were moved by seeing our parishioners who attend Mass taking up their treasure to support the cathedral staff and programs during this pandemic. This reminds us personally of how we can give online or by mail when we cannot attend in person. We love hearing our music director, Dr. Philip Brisson, and the dedicated choir members enhance our liturgy at Mass. We reflect on our own involvement. Marcia became involved in the desserts in support of the House of Ruth. I joined her in this ministry. After this fundraiser ended, the Fifth Sunday Ministry, which still benefits the House of Ruth, was initiated. Marcia joined our daughter, Joan Huber, for several years in the Children's Church Ministry. Marcia also joined the Parish Life Committee and convinced me to join her. I eventually led the committee and co-chaired with Dr. Paul Kelty also. Parish Council is another ministry in which I participated in. This involvement led to the formation of Compassion in 2007, which still has a presence at our cathedral parish. We also give within our means to the parish, to the Second Sunday Collections, and to the Legacy and Vision campaign, as many of us do. These are examples of how we return our talent to God in appreciation for all that He has given us. One thing that has been researched extensively to increase happiness is in doing something for someone else. We hope that you will, all will, pray and reflect on what you are being called to do and to support our parish. We believe in our hearts and minds that we are still interconnected and have opportunities to give back to our beloved cathedral, despite this pandemic. Marcia and I invite you as community and stewards of God's gifts to think about what draws you to be part of a cathedral. We hope that you, as we, will continue to support our pastor the cathedral staff, led by the Spirit on our journey, and remain active members supporting the parish with our time, talent, and treasures.
We would like for you to reflect on a thought by Rochelle Kramer, editor and content creator for an online space for Catholic women, wisdomdwelling.com. The light of one individual may be small, but it has the potential of growing exponentially when it spreads to others. We never know the impact it may have. We would like to close with our cathedral mission prayer.
Gracious and loving God, we offer you thanks and praise for the gift of the cathedral and our faith community. As disciples of Christ, we offer our gratitude for the blessing of word and sacrament that we share. Shape us in your Spirit, so that we may be stewards of our good gifts and seekers of graceful life in Christ. Help us embrace our role as loving and hospitable guardians of the Mother Church of the Archdiocese. Let our arms open wide in service to all God's people. As we honor our Roman Catholic tradition, let us continue to discover new opportunities to embrace the community of Legal. May we faithfully support all those who worship here with unconditional love. We ask this mindful of the glorious Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, through Christ our Lord. Amen.